Can you please record the people that walk past the car? Is that restaurant by your shop open?
I hope they're closing very soon.
You gotta interview somebody from the car.
Yeah. Somebody
All right, so
is going
this is what
like,
we're doing?
Man on the street.
Wearing a mask. You're gonna get the police called on you.
There's a weird masked guy out in the parking lot. I guess we don't have to do a countdown this week because we're just gonna use the bad Zoom audio.
Hey, well, definitely somebody staring at me already. Go ahead, do the f***ing thing.
Friday night in the mag room with Mark and cousin Kate, special guests.
All around the world, you can hear them. Hey, hey, hey! Talking about using kind of funny stuff. Hey! Mag room, the mag room.
Mark's in his car because he can't understand technology, and he looks extremely uncomfortable, which you'll see on Instagram, I'm sure.
I don't know if I could sit like this for an hour.
I think you just got to be cheery, Mark.
All right, let's just get to the show. Let's not focus on all the shortcomings of my internet and the fact I'm recording in a car right now.
Okay.
Let's talk about cousin Kate.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? So I printed up, you know what I did? I texted a select group of family members.
Oh, boy.
This week.
This could be bad.
To see if anybody had any funny cousin Kate stories, anything that's memorable to them.
Thank you.
You know what's funny is that I feel like everybody's scared of you, Kate.
Well, I can kick all of their asses, so that
did you know both so, her, like, both her daughters are wrestlers?
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
How did you know that? But I didn't. I'm on the inside
because we had a
going on.
We had a 30-minute conversation while you were logging in your computer about each other.
And then jokes on you guys, because I ended up just wanting to do it in the car anyway. I think it's cool that I'm recording a podcast driver's seat in my car parked behind my work. I think a lot of people think that's a cool idea. I hate my life so much that it just makes me like, why am I such a fucking retard? Like, and I feel like cousin Kate's probably got a bit of that too. Here, let me see. I'm going to go into a little list of things that people said. This is like everybody... If you haven't been able to tell already,
I like how that, like, your segue though of you're saying things about her while you're wearing a ridiculous mask, sitting in a car, recording a podcast,
saying that I hate my life.
Yeah, and then you're like, here's some ridiculous things you've done.
So, what's a good one? Did you have an imaginary friend named Abby when you were
a kid? I did. Is that what your parents said about me?
That was Michelle. I asked your sister. I said, do you know any weird stories about Michelle? So who was Abby to you, cousin Kate?
So Abby was the person that, like, when I did something wrong and was about to get in trouble for it, I didn't do it. Abby did it.
It's a good person.
So, was it a different person, or was it like a different part of you?
I mean, I remember playing with this person. I truly, definitely, 100% had an imaginary friend. May have been a ghost.
Did you have any imaginary friends, Jared?
No.
I didn't either.
Y'all missed out.
It sounds like your imaginary friend was just like a scapegoat, though.
The imaginary friend isn't going to get mad at you and leave, so if you can... play with them when you want and then blame them for stuff and they never leave you. It's kind of a cool arrangement.
Does an imaginary friend look a certain way?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was a ghost. How do we not know that I was not
playing
with a ghost?
What did she look like? Was she your age?
She was like my age, dark hair.
Was she like 25 and could get you booze?
No, she was a kid.
Oh, that'd be cool to have an imaginary friend buy you booze.
Yes. 5-year-old Kate had a friend that went to the liquor store, got her booze.
Yeah, I did not have an imaginary friend. I don't know. I didn't really know anybody that did either, or at least told me.
Well, but see, how do I know she was imaginary? Do y'all believe in ghosts?
Oh, do we believe in ghosts?
No.
I don't think so. I think that people have a spirit energy, but I don't think it's like some sort of ghost that can haunt you or anything like that.
So I believe in ghosts. And I believe 100%, I think the previous house I lived in was haunted.
By who? Or what kind of person?
Well, so here's the thing. There was a man that I would see on occasion, and it wasn't full, couldn't see him full figure and all that kind of stuff, but he would have a blue suit on. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, this was the go. I thought at first you meant you were dating a man, but you couldn't see him fully.
Story of my life, Jared.
But he would never let me see inside that blue suit.
I have all these imaginary boyfriends. And then I kill them, right, Mark?
Oh boy.
That's part of my question. Yeah, absolutely.
So this was the ghost.
So in my old house, and I will tell you this, I never truly believed it. Like, there were things that would happen in my old house that was kind of like WTF. But I just kind of assumed it was like stress, anxiety, all that kind of stuff. Since I have moved, and I moved 4 years ago, I've never had one of these occurrences since then. Wow. But I would wake up, room freezing cold, and I've woken up where I feel like somebody is pushing on my shoulders in the old house. My kids will tell you that we never talked about this when we lived in the old house. Since we've moved, I made some sort of comment, and both of my older kids said 100%. My daughter says that she woke up once where she felt like somebody pulled her down the bed.
Is that the same thing as being pulled down a bed? Are you saying that she got pulled down the bed, or she felt like she got pulled down the bed?
No, she said that she was laying in bed, and she was at the top of the bed, and she said she felt somebody grab her ankles and pull her down the bed.
Wow.
And she thought it was her brother, but she said when she woke up, he was completely on the other side of the room.
Oh, so she did see a person.
No. She woke up after, she said, I woke up to being pulled down the bed. And she said that she woke up and she said that she thought it was Paul, her brother. So she, at this point, they shared a room. And she said she got up and she went over to his bed, and he wasn't in his bed. He was on the other side of the room, sitting in the corner, but he was asleep. Laying in the corner, but asleep.
That's also weird.
Her brother sleeps in the corner? Yeah, was that a...
I don't know. Nobody would sleep in that room. The room that they slept in, I've had adults say I will not sleep in that room.
That's a scene from the Blair Witch Project or something.
Yeah, because there's a little kid sleeping in the corner. Nobody would want to sleep in that room.
Some kid who's curled up just saying hello there.
Did you feed him fish heads?
Maybe.
Why are the haunted people always spooky? Why can't they be nice?
I didn't know this about you. You worked at Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
At some point in your life.
Mm.
So does that, A, do you have any good Taco Bell stories? And B, having worked at Taco Bell, are you fine with just eating there now? Or is it one of those things where you'll never eat there again?
I don't know if I have any really good Taco Bell stories.
We did that orgy story about Taco Bell. I thought maybe...
Yeah, everybody was having sex at Taco Bell.
I mean, we all screwed each other, but that's typical of fast food restaurant, right?
Did you really?
No.
What was the signal? Hey, I got an order for a beef Mexi-Mel over here, and then you...
No, no.
Well, shouldn't you make it something that's not on the menu? What if they're asking for an actual
beef Mexi-Mel? No, they actually need a beef Mexi-Mel, I'm sorry.
Oh, put your pants back on, Steve.
I don't want to see your chalupa.
That happened again with the chalupa thing. I showed that chick my she really wanted a chalupa.
Do you eat there? Have you ever eaten there still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I honestly, I don't think I ever And I would go to other stores. Like, so I was definitely the one that was, if you'll pay me mileage, I'll go to whatever store you want me to go to. You just pay me to drive there, and you pay me while I'm driving there. I'll go work whenever.
Did it bother you when people you knew came in?
No.
Did you get free food?
Why would it bother me?
Mark wears a mask on this podcast.
I'm in a mask in my car recording a podcast that six people listen to, and I'm scared of the Chinese people next to me.
Well, that's
I have issues.
If Mark worked at Taco Bell, he'd be like, is there a place I can work where I don't see any people? Is there like a desk job of Taco Bell?
No. No. I think that here's probably the funniest. So one of the managers of the store was dating a state trooper when I worked there. I found him to be gorgeous. Okay. So
the guy you worked with or the state trooper?
The state trooper. The manager's boyfriend.
The manager could be a woman as well, Mark.
The manager was a woman. The state trooper was a man.
I don't like that you just assumed a manager couldn't be a woman.
I figured she'd be an underling. I thought it would be at best an assistant manager, but go on.
Okay, so anyhow, but I was like, I don't want to say love because obviously not love, but whatever. Like, I was infatuated with this state trooper.
State troopers are well put together.
Yeah, I mean, he came in uniform, all that fun jazz.
Uniforms are big too.
Okay, fast forward 30 years. I'm at one of my adult jobs, and one of the ladies I work with, at the hospital. One of the ladies I work with, she starts talking about a boyfriend. He works there. He's a security guard there. And she's like, yeah, I used to be a state trooper. I was like, oh my God. I was 16-year-old Kate was in love with your boyfriend. I don't know if she liked it or not. I could care less. But in reality,
Did he hold up? Did you see him again?
Hell no. No. The infatuation has gone.
Faded.
No. The 30 years didn't do him well.
30 years? How old are you? 40? You are working at Taco Bell.
22! 22!
6 years younger than you, Mark. She already said that.
Yeah, so she, 30 years
ago. She was 12 years old.
Working the late shift at Taco Bell, hitting on the stage.
24 years ago?
No wonder I think you're the coolest. You were trying to bang state troopers when you were 12. You were awesome.
She was offering him some chalupas.
Wow.
He offered me the beef Mexi Mountain. I thought I was going to get a beef Mexi Mountain. Next thing you know, I'm a 12-year-old sleeping with a state trooper.
The other night, there's a huge amount of wind. And on campus, three trees just broke in half. It was pretty crazy. The tree just exploded.
Did you make a baseball bat out of one of the severed limbs?
I did. Now I'm in the independent league playing third base.
Barnstorming?
But the question became that Emma asked me was, how fast would the wind have to blow for people to blow over? Right? Have to be more. Like, obviously, people wouldn't just explode from the middle. But I was thinking about that. Like, a tree is obviously in the ground. So that has something to do with it. But, like, how fast do you think the wind would have to blow if, like, a person
to
would
blow
just...
blow me over?
Yeah.
Am I trying to fight it or not?
Sure. Well, yeah. So, like, there's one scenario, right? I cement your legs into the ground, and then I blow the wind really fast, and we see if we can blow you over. That's harder, right?
Yeah.
You'd go down quicker.
Yeah, that's true.
So what is it? I'm going to say 100 miles per hour.
100 miles an hour? I don't know the answer here.
Wait. How do you set us up for this, then?
Should I look it up? I can look it up. It would say 70. It said 70 miles an hour of wind. Solid. How much wind would it take to cause a person's flesh to be removed from their bones?
Oh, wow. That's a totally different question.
I was like, that's a whole different level.
This sounds like it said 16,000 miles an hour.
Is there any way to track down the person that asked that question? Because I think that guy needs to be looked at a little bit.
That's true. That's he's like, I don't have a 16,000 mile an hour fan.
How many fans does it take to make 16,000 mile an hour wind?
That's his
follow-up question.
He's a
follow-up question.
Is there a way to get a 16,000 mile an hour fan?
And then you look on his Amazon searches.
Yeah.
Why do you want to rip her skin off that way? Just old fashioned.
The second thing that crazy this week, and Kate may have experienced this as well. Today I experienced something for the first time ever.
An earthquake.
Yay.
Oh, I heard about it in Jersey.
Yeah, I was sitting in my office and all of a sudden my legs were shaking and I'm like, am I like nervous or something? And then literally the whole room started shaking.
What was the Richter scale number?
4.8, so it wasn't right. Great.
So how close were you? How close are you, I guess?
We're in Connecticut, but it said it was similar.
I didn't feel it. So, like, I was on a conference call with somebody who was presenting in New York, and there was somebody in Jersey on the call, and the lady in New York who was presenting, you could see her lights flicker.
Yeah.
And she did one of those, like, and then she just kept going, and...
Oh, she played it cool? She didn't...
Oh, she played it off. You wouldn't have known. I knew by, like, 2 minutes in, because one of the people from Jersey messaged me, and she's like... Did you just feel that earthquake? And I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, you must not be on the fault line. It was weird. I realized I had no idea what to do if there was an earthquake. Because I just sat there and part of me, it was fine.
Under a doorway.
It didn't get that high. But if it had kept going, I think I would have just kept sitting there. I think I would have just kept sitting there and like feeling whatever was going on. And then whatever would have gone.
Does that line have a name? Does it, you know, the
yes.
San Andreas fault?
It's called the Ramapo Fault System. Stretches across portions of eastern PA, New Jersey, into southeastern New York.
Are you going to look into the eclipse on Monday?
Am I a bad person in that I don't give two shits about the eclipse? Like, it is, like, a huge thing up here.
I know nothing about it. I'm with you. Don't care about it.
Yeah, I think it's in the mostly in the northeast. I read a little bit about it today. It's a solar eclipse. The sun, moon, and the earth line up. The moon gets in between, so it blocks the sunlight and gets a shadow.
And everybody goes blind.
And everybody goes nuts.
You go blind if you look at it? Is that the thing?
Well, you're never supposed to look at the sun. Like, you don't stare at the sun.
I worked with a disability guy. Like a mentally like disability guy.
Sounds like a superhero, a disability guy.
His name was Paul. Disability man. He was a guy who was born different than us. Even back in the day, you'd call him retarded, but now he's whatever he is. He was a dishwasher at the restaurant that I worked at. Also as a dishwasher, by the way. So I held the same job as a mentally disabled guy at one point in my life.
That's good.
And he would go outside and sometimes to like smash the cardboard boxes. I mean, like, not because he was angry, but like to break them down, you know?
Paul angry, and smash boxes.
He wasn't that guy. He was, but he'd go break down the box, whatever. And like the guys would be like, "Where's Paul? What's he doing?" Go outside and check on him. He'd just be staring right at the sun.
Mm.
I remember Tom yelling, "Paul, stop staring at the sun!" 500 times during my tenure at the Waverly Tavern.
Would you still eat at the Waverly Tavern?
Like your my Taco Bell question,
yeah.
To you?
Sure.
Did you ever sleep with a state trooper at the Waverly Tavern?
No, but I was there's. Several waitresses.
He screwed the hostess, guaranteed.
No, I was 15
years old. You were banging
the
hostess.
I was not cool when I was 15. I'm not cool now, but I wasn't cool at all when I was 15 years old. I promise you.
So you banged no one there?
When I was 15 years old, no. Yeah. When I was 16, no. They were all, I was literally 15 years old. They were literally probably 26 years old.
Yeah, there's no way they were, the 15-year-old guy was...
It was washing dishes. It wasn't like I had, I was like
And you weren't like, stuff. You weren't like a mature 15. It's like you had like a bunch of facial hair and...
Yeah, no. I was as dorky as they come.
You looked like you were 15.
Yeah. Looked like I was 15, acted like I was 15. I didn't know. Like, if Erica ever spoke to me, I would have never known what to say to her to try to, like, hey, let's get out of here. Let me take off my, dishwasher apron and take it out in the back. And
sometimes you and sometimes you and Paul would stare into the sun together.
Like, wait, are they both learning disabled, or do they both just have a learning disabled guy's jaw? I kind of want to.
Fine line.
I kind of want to have sex with him, but I think he might be retarded or learning disabled.
Disabled man. Mark, you got any more questions for Kate? I had one more thing, but I don't have to do it if you have some other.
No, go for it. I had a whole bunch of bullet points, but I just wanted to see if anything was took an interesting turn. She had a bunch of boyfriends die. I don't know if that's fun to talk about or not, but Kate dated like six different people that are now dead. Because I have a tattoo devoted to Kate. I have a Black Widow tattoo.
So my siblings refer to me as the Black Widow, Jared.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have a spider tattoo. Me and her went and got tattoos together one day, and I got a
What did you get, Kate?
In honor of her.
So Mark and I have gotten three tattoos together.
Oh, wow.
He has his spider. I have my spider, but that was on tattoo number two. His was number one. I got an Ohana tattoo the day he got the Black Widow.
Oh, that's
spider.
Right.
So did any of the boyfriends die while you were dating them?
Oh, no. It's an after-the-math thing. You break up with me, you're dead.
How many, like, is it similar time periods? Like 6 to 9 months after, or 2 years after?
It always happens 2 days after.
By the same method?
I have a doll in my bedroom, and when I...
Abby does it, actually.
Abby does.
Yeah.
But you've had some weird ones. You had an ex-boyfriend get murdered, right?
So, let's see here.
Yeah, what are the six ways they've died?
Well,
is
so
this, can we ask about this? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have six listeners. If half of them are related to me, they should know.
That's true.
They already know. That's what I was... Yeah, exactly. The other should be interested in a story about a girl who has had six different boyfriends die.
For sure.
Die. I think that's an interesting story.
So, I mean, here's the thing. I have an appeal to me. It's not... to if you live your life on like the straight and narrow, either I'm not appealing to you or you're not appealing to me. So you have to like walk the other line.
So what? So these six bad boys, one was murdered. What's the other five?
So like one of them shot and killed one of his really good friends and then went and committed suicide.
Okay.
I mean, that seems okay. Seems feasible, right? One of them died in a car accident. One of them shot his wife in front of his children. Why are you laughing, Mark? Why is this funny?
This is crazy.
So sorry, it doesn't really seem like Black Widow. It just seems like bad choices.
Well, might be.
It's a horrible taste of man.
I do.
If I called you, Jared, I was like, oh, I'm dating this girl. I dated a girl that got arrested for stalking. That's about as good as I've got. Not stalking me though.
Yeah, but
not yet.
Once she told you that, back the fuck up.
But I just think it'd be interesting. Like, Kate has a sister named Michelle, and I think it'd be. I'm sure they confide in each other a lot, and I'm sure like when Michelle hears like this guy shot and killed his wife in front of his kids. Oh, you remember Bill? He shot Mike and then shot himself in front of a bar in downtown Washington.
He had the name.
And then, like, every 2 years, you have a story where, like, a guy I dated did something awful and is now dead. I just find that.
Would your response to the stalker thing be, oh, that's hot. We need to go date? You've been arrested to be a stalker. It's hot. We need to date.
We need more explanation.
I'm gonna try to make this quick. Okay. My friend Matt wanted to come up tonight. I thought he said he was gonna go to the bar and eat dinner, and I was like, oh, that'll be perfect because I can put on my stupid mask and record a podcast. He was like, I'm just gonna come over to the store with you. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna be wearing a fucking Mexican wrestling mask. You're only gonna hear one side of the conversation. It's just too much. So I wanted to tell, like, ahead of time, I was like, well, I'm just gonna tell Jared I don't wanna be on camera this week. Well, then when we got here, my fucking internet's down. My neighbor's internet's down. There's something wrong with the internet. I'm like, well, so now I can't even do the podcast at all. And then you were like, well, just do it on your phone. And now I'm back to putting on the luchador mask because the sound's going to be shitty because I'm talking through my phone and not into that. So is that a decent summary of the evening, Kate?
Sure. Hey.
I'm really sorry that turned out.
What did your mom and dad say about me?
The only thing, mom, again, I'm telling you, people are scared of you. My mom wouldn't say anything. She's like, we don't have any stories at all about Kate. I'm like,
I was too little. Okay.
Isn't that what relatives do when Aunt Grace calls up for Christmas? It's like, oh, you won't believe what Kate did this year.
She's like, I can't tell you anything about it, Mark.
She's a man, right? Okay, go ahead.
Mark, I can't tell you anything.
Well, here's the one that my dad gave me might be the reason that my mom won't tell me anything, that everybody's scared of you. It is when you were pretty little, I guess my dad went to Kate's mom is my dad's sister. So they were visiting. And when he showed up, the house was in disarray. And I guess everything had gone crazy because Kate had just pushed Michelle down a flight of stairs.
Oh, wow.
And my dad said, and it wasn't like four or five stairs. It was like a flight of stairs. So Michelle's not paralyzed or anything.
Happy ending. She's not one of the six dead boyfriends. She's not number seven.
No. Pretty severe case of scoliosis, but other than that, she's fine.
She likes to stare at the sun.
Oh, yes. Yes. She'll be standing at the sun.
So that was his story. So that makes you seem like a psychopath, I guess. So I didn't know if that's why nobody
Mark,
else would do it.
Abby did it.
Well, there it is.
See?
That makes sense. I've never pushed me down a flight of stairs before. I've always wanted to. It's one of those horrible things that I think would be fun to do. Like I said last week, I've always wanted to burn a house down. I think it'd be fun to push somebody down.
You wanted to push someone down the stairs?
I think it would be fun to do, but I know that you're not supposed to do it. That makes sense.
Like, what's the fun part?
Watching them fall down the flight of stairs. Yeah.
Like hurting someone. Like.
Yeah.
Like, why did you? Like, Mark, why did you do this? I thought we were friends, and they're like broken bones and.
Yeah, and I'd say, well, I don't know. I just wanted to see what it looked like when you fell down a flight. I want to see. I don't know. You only go around life once. I've never seen somebody shoved down a flight of stairs. I just want to see it happen.
So, hey, Mark, okay. Who are we shoving down the stairs in next month?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I have the moxie to do this.
You just stand on the edge of the stairs, and Abby will give you a push. No, Abby. Yeah. Abby.
I want to be on the pushing side, not the push. I don't want to be the pushy.
You need a little Abby to help you out.
Yeah, right.
We should probably wrap up here soon, because we've been on a while. But we should ask Kate the question you've wanted to ask all our guests. Do you want me to ask her?
Sure. Is it the meatball question?
Yeah. So early on in our show, if you've listened, you've probably heard it. Yeah. Where... We had someone who did an art installation where they took like liposuction from people and mixed it together with meatballs.
Not from people, from himself.
Himself. So Mark would liposuction from himself, put it in meatballs, and would you eat those meatballs, those human meatballs?
If I was like my lifelong dream was to be a performance artist and they had accepted me at the
You're adding a lot to this
party. I know. He's really trying to sell his point.
No, you're just eating the meatball. Mark's having a party, and he says, hey, I have these new meatballs. They're human meatballs. Will you eat them?
My livelihood depends on you eating.
No, it doesn't stop.
So, I mean, here's the thing.
My career as an artist.
I think I would try them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But that's where it ends.
But what if you liked it, though?
I don't want you to get it.
Well, then why not eat the rest of it? There's gonna be a little bit of like...
So you would swallow Mark's human parts.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Into your stomach.
Wait, how do we know we're not swallowing somebody's human parts every freaking day?
No, but you would know this. I'm saying you might happen another time, but you would know this. Guaranteed.
Did I kill him?
He's not dead. He's serving the meatballs. And he actually looks pretty good because he took some.
I'm in a suit. I'm 20 pounds lighter.
He looks pretty thin. Lost some weight.
Okay, I need these meatballs.
All right.
I would eat them. Why not?
All right, Mark. You got a customer.
One out of four or so. You're the first one to say yes, and thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
You changed the story a little bit. You doctored this one a little bit, though. I don't know if it counts.
It's the exact same thing. It was an art exhibit. She invited her friend.
Yeah, but you're like, I needed to get accepted, and you did a little pleading.
I've done worse things in my life than eating a human meatball from someone that has served them to me.
Wow. All right. Produced by... Casper the Friendly Ghost, fact checked by Bill, theme song by Maggie Yellox.
Who's Bill?
Social media by Cousin Paul. You've seen Bill. He's our fact checker.
Oh, you just made it up. Okay.
No, you know Bill's on the Instagram. He's our fact checker.
Is that like Mark's IP?
Oh, my friend Bill?
Yeah, didn't you see the Instagram?
You know, I don't know
social media.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, but Paul sent it to you.
I solve murders.
I forgot. Cold Case Files with Mark Island. You don't have time for this frivolous social media. Well, if you have any leads to send to Mark, send them to themagroom@hotmail.com, or you can write him a letter. Magroom, 10152 Indian Town Road, Jupiter, Florida, 33478, or you can fax him. Probably doesn't work right now, but 561-744-1831. I don't know how you're going to work tomorrow. You might get a day off.
I'm impressed that Popo haven't showed up in you in that mask.
Yeah, it's Florida. Come on.
I'm behind the building.
That is why the police should be showing up. You're sitting behind businesses in a freaking mask.
In your truck.
Talking about solving murder, unsolved crimes and dead boyfriends and stuff.
Outside a restaurant, scaring people away. Okay, well, hashtag put down your phone this week. And second one, usually we do hashtag don't kill your wife. I think, Mark, this week we can add don't kill your boyfriend either.
Right.
Be more selective in your choice than men. End of story.
That's smart. I like that's a good go. Another good one. Hey, you got any final words before we do the last line?
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it was great to have you. Hopefully it was fun.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Do you want to say the last line?
Something about cream cheese. Don't ask me right now.
Oh, boy.
I need to be prepared for this.
Well, if six of your boyfriends are dead...
I'm not prepared.
But you still need help, or you still want to try to go out with that next guy, you can always...
Stick with the Magroom, and
everything else...
You know it, don't forget.
...is cream cheese. That's great. Thank you.
Ooh, ooh, I like Magroom.
I like Magroom.
Ooh, ooh, Magroom is good.
Magroom is good.
Ooh, ooh, I like Magroom.
I like Magroom.
Ooh, ooh, Magroom is good.
Magroom is good.
The Magroom's good.
Ooh, ooh, I like Magroom.
I like Magroom. Ooh, ooh, Magroom is good.
Magroom is good.
You're gonna get the police called on you.